It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Hunter is out, so I have a very special guest sitting in with me. Kiki, hi,
it's
good morning.
Me, it's Mario.
You literally did the same thing Hunter does, so that's scary.
No.
Hunter doesn't do it every time, but he's done it a lot.
He does everything like over and over again.
He's a real pain in the ass, isn't he? Hope he listens to this and he knows.
Get some new material.
Yeah, lame. No, I miss him, and you're a
I'm here
pretty
to hold you.
Pretty basic fill-in, to be
You've
honest.
Been crying a lot lately. A basic.
What? You're a basic fill-in.
What?
You're a basic bitch. the look she just gave me. Ow. Is that bad when you say basic bitch?
Coming from a man?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is?
Or should I say boy?
Ooh.
You're acting like a little boy.
Yeah, you're acting like a little boy.
You're crying a lot.
Like a
you're
little.
Talking about your boyfriend, Hunter. And then you're trying to use words like basic bitch, and you don't even know what it means.
I don't.
Clearly.
I don't.
That's not a description for myself.
No, you're not. You're the least basic bitch I know.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
You should just stop.
What is a basic bitch? Can
Let's
you tell me?
Let's talk about something.
All right.
Worth talking about.
This is sounds good. It sounds good. So this is pretty interesting to me, and also I'm not going to lie, a little annoying. Here's the latest news story on Walmart and Target and a new game.
The all-new Cut the Wire game. A device is ticking and is about to go off. Which wire will you cut? Which is danger? Which is safe? Secret clues will help you decide. It's the ultimate race to see who can defuse or lose before it's too late. Cut the Wire, the game by Yulu.
Only at Target. Batteries not included.
That game sounds fun. So apparently,
very intense.
Walmart and Target recently pulled a controversial children's game called Cut the Wire, mm-hmm. where you have to defuse a bomb before it blows up.
Mm-hmm.
It was for ages 6 and up. The company, Yulu, will stop selling it in North America. Come on. It's a game. It's
yeah.
a game. Now, it's really... A lot of games nowadays are much more PC, in my mind.
Yep.
You know, I think it's changed... Basic fact, too, you look at, like, toy guns. I mean, I had toy guns that legit looked like a real gun.
Yeah.
It legit looked like a Tommy gun or a Uzi.
I had the cowboy guns.
The cowboy guns, the cap guns?
Yeah.
I mean, those could be confused for real guns. And there has been some horrible stories of people getting shot or, you know.
Right,
and
course.
I understand that. But also, like, a game like this. A kid's really not going to learn how, one, to make a bomb or defuse a bomb because of this game. And if you I don't know, do you think kids are going to be interested in making bombs?
I wonder how legit it really is anyways. It's probably, it kind of sounds cheesy, so I highly doubt that they're going into detail on what you're doing. When they say cut the wires, it's probably some cheesy, like, random colored wires and some... Clues, yeah.
This is the game right here.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
It's not even close. So I'm just saying, like, if it was something where it was like a real, like they were showing you and you were working on a real bomb that was obviously.
I mean, any kids nowadays can go online and search.
That's a toy. That is a toy. Yep.
For ages 6 and up. And yeah, look at that. I mean, you got plastic pliers.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's nothing on that makes it look remotely real.
Wow. I think it's fine.
But they're pulling it and
it's kind of like a science game too, you know? People, if they're giving them clues, I wonder how, I don't know what the clues look like.
I'm sure you got to, and it's probably different every single time, or maybe if it changes up where you got to cut certain things at certain times.
Right.
I honestly don't know, but it is being pulled off the shelves and will no longer be sold in North America. This just kind of brings up the whole, and I don't want to be that guy. Oh, we're becoming soft and kids these days, yada, yada, yada. But, I mean, it's a game that
And it clearly looks like a game.
A game, yeah. I mean, pull Operation off. That's teaching kids to dig stuff out of people's bodies. I mean, you could really find something wrong with every game if you wanted to.
Well, video games with guns.
And people have been complaining about those for years.
Yeah, but I mean, they're out there, too. There's all kinds of stuff out there.
I feel like we're finding things to be upset about or finding things wrong with stuff.
Or we're running out of ideas for toys.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But this seems like a fun toy. I wonder if we could get this before they take it off the shelves.
Yeah.
And try and do it here in the studio. That'd be fun. Mm-hmm. Doing a podcast where we try and play. I'm just tired of this whole movement of,
Everyone's offended.
Well, everyone's offended and everyone's like... looking at stuff in such a, they're picking everything apart. Right. Like, it's a game for children.
Right. And also, it kind of sucks because it usually ends up being a small group of people who ruin it for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's probably, one person that came up.
One lady with one of those haircuts, like, that Kate Gosling.
Her name was Janet, and she didn't appreciate it, and she called someone... And she got a group of other rags.
Damn it, Janet.
Complained. I don't know how that worked
out.
But
that's pretty much how it goes. It's a group that just has way too much free time.
And I guarantee majority of people don't care.
No.
Don't mind it.
Well, and it comes down to the parenting, too. It comes down to, look, little Timmy, this is a game where you defuse a bomb, but we don't want you actually building bombs. And actually, isn't this teaching good things about defusing bombs?
Yeah, this is actually someone's job. Someone's job is to do this.
Yeah.
So
what if the game was called Build a Bomb? Maybe that would be a little bit different. Like,
right,
Fisher Price, Build a Bomb. Yeah. Maybe not there.
That's where I can see if that was a toy, yes. I agree, someone should say something and get it off. But for defusing... I think
that's a good thing.
I think it's like it gives the kids concentration.
Yep.
Listening to, clues.
Instructions, yeah.
Instructions, trying to use, their knowledge or a critical path.
Yeah.
Trying to break it all down.
So, sir, when did you realize you wanted to be a bomb diffuser for the NYPD? Well, it's way back in 2018, 2019.
Cut the wire.
Great game. By you, Lou. I still have it at home. I play with it all the time.
I still practice.
But, again, you look at this game and here people are getting upset about it, but you could really find something wrong with damn near every game. Mousetrap, animal cruelty, pull it off the shelves.
Oh, yeah, Mousetrap. I loved that game.
Yeah, but no, animal cruelty. It's teaching you to trap a live animal.
Right.
It's teaching our kids how to deceive and build dangerous things. Monopoly, it's teaching you greed.
Yeah.
You know?
Gambling.
Nope, pull it off the and gambling. Yeah. Yeah. Nope, no more cut. I mean, if you're going to be that way, then.
Right. Then you got to do it across the board.
Yeah.
That's going to be exhausting.
Battleships. It's teaching you to blow up ships. I mean, come on. That's the general. That's what this is.
Yeah, it is. It's
just ridiculous.
The same way.
I don't know. People just need to find, like our topic today on the Plan B Morning Show.
Yeah.
Find a hobby. Other than complaining. Complaining is not a hobby.
No, it's not.
That is not a hobby.
And just because you personally took it offensive, you know what? Don't play the game.
Yeah.
Don't let your kids have it.
Yeah. Well, that's a perfect...
Don't drag other people into this and ruin it for everyone, because not everyone was offended by it.
Yeah. And again, it goes without saying, and like we always say, you're allowed to have your opinion.
Absolutely.
I'm also allowed to say that your opinion's stupid, and like you said, your opinion...
And carry on.
And carry on, exactly.
Yep, and do what I think is right, or what I want. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, people need to stop ruining it for everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah,
if you don't believe in something and you don't want your kids around it or whatever, then manage your own family and the limitations.
Yeah.
You know, you can regulate your own, your family's TV or video games or whatever. Why do you have to look out for everyone else's family?
Yeah,
why can't everyone just manage their own kids?
People like to be these social justice warriors and they get their rocks off on thinking that they're changing the planet. No, all this person did was pull a harmless game off of a shelf.
Yep.
Actually looks kind of fun.
When you look at all this censorship stuff, I had to take a censorship class in college and it's crazy. All the books. So we had to read all the books and we had to pick out like the censorship, like the reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them was like, Harry Potter, huge since it was censored major because of, wizardry and all that stuff.
Witchcraft.
Yeah. And I'm like,
it's a children's book.
If you don't believe in that stuff,
but you want
kids to read it, then don't do it. But you censored the entire library.
Yeah.
And didn't allow it in schools.
Here's the best
part. Because of your kid.
I bet you the parents that complained about Harry Potter were the same parents lining up to buy 50 Shades of Grey. I guarantee it. The lady that complained about the message in Harry Potter was probably the same lady who was just wetting her shorts reading 50 Shades of Grey. You know, that's how people are. That's how people are. It's just, it's amazing how far people will go to complain about things, but on such a hypocritical level. Yep. It's unbelievable. Yep. Unbelievable. Well, I think we should go to Walmart and try and get this game before it's off the shelves.
Then we can sell it to the highest bidder.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it'll be a hot commodity.
Hot commodity
Can't
in a few
get
years.
It anywhere.
Can't get anywhere else. Some guy's jonesing to play Cut the Wire.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think the big thing is, you know, get a hobby other than complaining about things, because that's not a good hobby to have.
Nope. If you don't like it, don't participate. Yeah. Don't buy it. Yeah. Don't put whatever.
Yeah. Go about your life.
There's
normally
tons of things I don't like and believe in. Guess what? I just don't surround myself by
exactly.
It. I don't care if other people do. It's fine by
do your thing.
Fine by me. Do your thing.
You do you.
You do you.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this podcast for today. Make sure you explore more on the website, WIRX.com. There's a lot of great stuff other than just the audio. You know, we got all of our different on-air personality pages. You can go see Kiki's page. Go explore the Plan B Morning Show page. Check out our babe of the day.
Yeah, she's hot.
Hot slut.
Okay. What? Calm down.
Geez, sorry. got carried away there.
Right here.
and also a whole lot more. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 107.1 on your FM dial. Thank you, Kiki, for sitting in. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you guys next time on the Plan B After Show podcast. It's not better. It's just more.
It was better today.
Yeah.